Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
How do you respond when life is chaotic? Some circumstances of life leave us feeling like we're helpless, lost, even alone. Is there any way to actually have peace? Well, to answer this, I want to take 5 minutes with you to focus on the difference between having peace with God and having the peace of God. You can't have the peace of God without having peace with God. Let me read Romans 5:1. It says, "Therefore, since we have been declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Being at peace with God, it comes when we're justified. That's a theological word that means that we're declared not guilty of our sin. It means that we stand righteous before God because Jesus' righteousness has been transferred to us. In other words, we have peace with God when we're saved, which is at that moment when we repent of our sin and put our faith in Jesus Christ. Justification, it brings a peace with God. This isn't just a feeling of peace, but it's actually a state of peace. It is actual peace that we experience. Jesus said it this way in John 14, verse 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Do you realize that as sinners, we're actually enemies of God? That's what the Bible says. When we're justified, it's almost like we've been signing a peace treaty with God through Jesus. There's no more all-out rebellion on our part. We are actually at peace with God because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Now, think about a chaotic time in your life. Usually chaos leads to worrying. Let's say it's a relationship problem, or maybe it's financial pressure. Maybe there's tough decisions you have to make. Maybe it's the loss of a job, or maybe it's behavior problems in your children. Any of these chaotic situations will cause anxiety and leave your soul in turmoil. Maybe you even feel that way right now over some situation. Well, Philippians 4 shows us the connection between having peace with God and having the peace of God. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 say, "Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Do you see that the peace of God comes when we trust God through prayer with all of our concerns? You can't confidently pray to God knowing that He hears you and will act on your prayer unless you know Him personally or have peace with God. And do you see how chaos was described in that verse? The peace of God, it says, surpasses all understanding. Chaos, listen, chaos will confuse you. You don't know why things are the way they are. You don't know how to make it any better. Your best ideas just aren't good enough to fix it. The peace of God comes out of having peace with God. Sometimes we think of peace as the time when there's no fighting, like contrasting wartime and peacetime between countries. But listen, God's peace is not the absence of conflict, but it is the confidence of His presence through it all. If you have peace with God, you can have the peace of God despite your circumstances. Because you'll always know that the current situation isn't the end. When you know God, when you have peace with God, there is a great and glorious hope coming always. That assurance will comfort the most chaotic soul. Turn to God. Be at peace with God by repenting of your sin and committing to Jesus, and then experience the peace of God despite your circumstances.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.